AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. It's getting too hot for Mother Earth. A report filed by a UN group of scientists finds the world's temperature is rising past levels that were considered unacceptable. This is Co Barrett with NOAA.
Human activities are causing climate change. Human influence is making extreme climate events, including heat waves, heavy rainfall, and droughts, more frequent and severe. What's new in this report is that we can now attribute many more changes at the global and regional level to human influence.
Scientists say the world will cross the 1.5 degrees Celsius warming mark during the 2030s. That's earlier than past predictions. Tropical storm watches have been posted for the Lesser Antilles Islands, a system expected to become Tropical Storm Fred is approaching. Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands are among the islands included in the storm advisories. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's among the Democrats applauding the Senate agreement on a $1 trillion infrastructure package. It was reached by a bipartisan compromise. Blinken says the U.S. is in dire need of some upgrades.
Investing in our domestic renewal now will make our future more secure, more prosperous, more free.
The Taliban has taken control of two more provincial capitals in Afghanistan today. Officials say it's the latest development in a week-long offensive as American and NATO forces finalize their pullout from the war-torn country. Two Colorado lawyers have been fined for filing a baseless lawsuit, alleging the 2020 presidential election was stolen from Donald Trump. The magistrate scolded them for putting into the public record highly inflammatory and damaging allegations. He noted that the January 6th insurrection was spurred by the same. The Dow ended lower today. This is AP News. Canada's now welcoming Americans back in, but the U.S. is not reciprocating.
U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents must be fully vaccinated, fill out a detailed application, and test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days of visiting Canada. The Canadian government says travelers should plan for the possibility of additional processing time at the border. However, the U.S. plans to extend its border closure to all Canadians making non-essential trips until at least August 21st. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. health officials are investigating the latest fatal case of a rare tropical disease that's typically found in South Asia. The Centers for Disease Control says that a patient died last month in Georgia. It's the fourth known case of Whitmore's disease, which is caused by a bacteria that lives in soil and water. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.